You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life, full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. I am so happy that you're joining me today. I have a great show to share with you today. On today's show, we are going to discover how we can use simple daily rituals such as making coffee or tea to help us foster connection with ourselves. During these rituals, we can use our senses to help us relax and to calm down. They can be used to make us more alert, and they can also be used to help us feel more organized and in tune with our body. Using our senses during these rituals are especially helpful when our brain is not helping us out. For example, when we're upset, distracted, stressed out, or ill. Sensory activities such as lighting a soothing scented candle, drinking a cup of tea, watching a fish in the aquarium, listening to relaxing music, or having a massage can really help you in times when you're feeling stressed out. Lara Sederman, a dear friend and colleague of mine, is my guest for today. Lara is a clinical herbalist and holistic health educator. In her practice, Lara helps her clients awaken their inner magic and navigate blocks so that they can bring forth their light into the world. And Lara is here to help us understand how our daily rituals can be used to help ourselves and to manage difficult times. Hi, welcome, Lara. How are you doing? It's so nice to have you on the show with us today.
Hi, Tony. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for inviting me to be part of this awesome channel.
Well, I am so excited because today you have a great topic that I know everybody will love. And that's how rituals and sensuality can help us become more connected with ourselves. I think right now, with everything that's going on, we're all feeling disconnected, not just to others, but within ourselves. We're all starting to question what's going on, what am I feeling? We're all grumpy and a little bit stressed. And you have a great philosophy of how we can reconnect with ourselves during this time.
Yes, Tony, thank you. Yes, you know, I feel like during these challenging times that we are experiencing, and we're all going through it in a very individual basis, but also collective, you know, basis. So although uncertainty and the unknown are always a factor of our reality here, during this time, I do sense within myself a lot of things changing, and I can definitely say that a lot of people around me are experiencing huge, huge changes in their life. And for me, what helps me navigate on my journey is really falling back on the self-care tools that I have acquired through our clinical herbal studies, through my time at the Chopra Center, learning Ayurveda, meditation, and just my own seeking of truth and connection. And one of the things that for me is so tangible and so relatable is my everyday practice of connecting through how I mindfully interact with my cooking, with the things I see, with the sounds, with, you know, going back again to that self-care practice, and how I do these and the intention and the desire to invoke a sense of love and energy is really what it goes back to in terms of tapping into this wisdom that is around us to foster this connection. I believe connection isn't a separate, far-off destination to get to, but rather a mindful practice. You know, it's a dance of sorts with the energies within us and around us in all forms that we can experience. And as you mentioned today, I will share the power of rituals and sensuality to foster this connection in our everyday activities and self-care. Although this energy is around us at all time, it is really up to us to connect to it and to invite it into our lives. If we remain blocked in fear, we create a type of shield, a density, and a constriction that makes it even more difficult for this flow or dance to occur. So as you know, right now with everything going on, there's a lot of fear energy. And as I said, we're individually doing our part to cleanse and ground and connect, but there also is the collective. So this is a wonderful time when these tools, not only are they helping us in our everyday life, but we can offer this to the collective. We can offer, hey, we may not know where we're all going, but we can find a sense of support, trust, and well-being.
Lara, I know that you study Ayurveda. Do you mix those concepts into your rituals that you're talking about and how to foster connection?
Yes, definitely, definitely. When I came to the Chopra Center about 5 years ago, I was already a clinical herbalist and had connection with the plants and seeing, you know, more than the plant's constituents, but becoming an ally and friend. So really this dialogue with the unseen has been something prevalent in my life already. But what really Ayurveda did for me, and you know, just really briefly for those that don't know, Ayurveda is a life science. It's a conscious-based philosophy of really how to live in this universe and how our part, you know, being human, the micro relates to the macro. And for me, Ayurveda is a universal language that unites us all. You know, it really gave me the vocabulary to tap into these things that I felt inside in my inner world. And it said, wow, there is a word that describes it. Wow, here I can look at myself through the idea of elements, you know, fire, earth, water, air. Like, I know what that feels like. I experience that in my physical realm. You know, I know what it means if there's too much fire. Well, we need some water. Mm-hmm. I know what it means if things are too dense and stuck, you know, then we need to loosen them up. So really, all these concepts of Ayurveda just gave me the vocabulary to understand myself better. And I will share with you guys one of my favorite quotes that kind of speaks to that. And it is by the Persian Sonai poet Rumi, and it says, there is a voice that doesn't use words, listen. And you know, we are so inundated constantly with information, with the proof, you know, as you know, in the herbalist world, like, well, how do we know that this works, you know, how do we, you know, we want the proof for everything before we trust. And for me, Ayurveda is this mother language that really is able to articulate that doesn't use words. And for our ability to connect with one another, we need that language, right? So we have the words then to use it. And so in terms of how I incorporate these concepts, yes, in my cooking, I can use the Ayurvedic premise of the six taste and balance, you know, but really the core of this talk, and when I mean sensuality, yes, we have the connotation of sexuality being something, you know, sometimes associated with sexuality, but really the sensuality being what we take in through our senses, you know, our five senses, vision, touch, hearing, taste, and smell. These are our gateways, our doorways, and these are concepts in Ayurveda that describes the importance that everything we take in through these doorways are like windows to our soul. And we are either being nourished by them or they are toxic. And these are concepts that really Ayurveda brought to my awareness in this very practical way to say, hey, not only what you eat do you need to digest, but it's also everything that we're in constant interaction through our senses, we will need to digest. And so with these practices of everyday self-care, rituals, I stem it from these beautiful universal teachings that are timeless, really, because they're talking about energies that make up our physical body and our earth, but they carry with them dynamics that affect us in ways that go beyond the physical.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I, you know, I can see how daily activities are so important to digest just our feelings, and how the little things that, or the, what we call little things, like even cooking, right? If you don't put the energy, if you're in a bad mood and you're cooking, you're probably going to transfer that negativity into your food. I know I'm always being told, oh, your food tastes so good and your food this and that. And it's like, well, I didn't do anything special other than cook with love, because I love cooking for other people. And so that's the way that I connect with others. It's like, I just put my heart and soul in cooking. And I think that emotion goes into the food that I'm making. And so I think that, you know, it is so important for people to, everything they do, to be mindful and to apply the concepts that you're talking about. And if you can tell us a little bit of your rituals that you do to connect not only to with yourself, but also with others, that I think that will help us a lot too.
Definitely. Thank you, Tony. And yes, I am a witness to Tony's delicious creation. I think we both really bond with this notion that exactly, you infuse something into whatever you create, whether that be the medicine, the food. You're not just putting separate structures that have nothing to do with each other. You're creating that alchemy, that synergy. Mm-hmm. And it's really us as the carriers of this dance that you said was love, right? Mm-hmm. Which is really, to me, that energy. When I speak of connection, for me, it's really aligning to this. And when we align to this, then we're aligning with love, right? If we use that word, and that raises our vibration, that dispels the fear energy, that brings health, that brings all these wonderful things that we want to call in, right? So yes, how I do that. Well, let's look at, again, I just want to briefly touch again on this notion of our five senses, right? So I'll just go through some of them and things on how I take importance and bring mm-hmm. some mindful awareness, so that, you know, our audience can kind of, you know, think about that in their everyday life. So the vision, right? It's what we take in through our eyes, of course, our open eyes, take in our physical world. And especially right now, we're also taking in potentially a lot of news. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not someone that takes news in every day. I don't sit around and gather through, you know, watching the news. But because we're all wanting to stay current and connect in some way, this is a time where we're seeing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. It could also be a time where we're seeing a lot of movies and Netflix and, you know. So these are ways in our everyday life. So we're taking all this. Again, what I'm seeing is this nourishing, you know. Mm-hmm. Am I seeing this right before going to bed? Is this something really disturbing? You know, mm-hmm. and just having the awareness, you don't have to have the judgment. You know, recently I was probably one of the last people on earth to start the Game of Thrones series. And I started, and, you know, I was watching at night and I just saw, you know, I started seeing, wow, how it started to affect my dream mm-hmm. state, how it started to affect my emotional. So again, not without judgment, but you just kind of start bringing that balance, right? So how do I bring this balance through vision? I think I'll go through all the senses and then kind of tie them in, because again, I don't really see them as just mm-hmm. isolated, separate, right? But how we can use them all at one given time. The hearing, right? We have all the sounds, the music. And Ayurveda, the premise of the creation of the universe is vibration, mm-hmm. right? So what we're hearing is more than just it's a state of energy. It's a frequency, right, that affects our physical and mental state. So how we use this, you know, I am firm lover of creating ambiance through music. So as you said, if I'm going to cook, make sure that the music is inspiring to me so that I can awaken those energies in me and infuse them in my food. If I am feeling agitated, ungrounded, you know, choosing music that really calms my mm-hmm. thoughts, that really brings that energy back into my physical space. Music right now in my household is super important. You know, we're playing instruments, we're having dance parties, which, you know, again, satisfies a lot of these different senses. So really being mindful of what you're listening and tuning into, again, tying in with the news factor. and the taste. So I know that I am definitely on board on the culinary school, homeschool train right now. And, you know, cooking is one of my favorite, most delicious expressions, you know, of creation. And so definitely how we eat, what we create, and how that is nourishing to our senses. And then again, dropping it back to Ayurveda, the balance of the six tastes are so important in Ayurveda. So I won't go into it in this talk, but definitely how we create a symphony of all that. Now we have the smell. So we have aromatherapy. Mm-hmm. One of the rituals that I love to do daily is to burn sage and to burn Palo Santo, mm-hmm. you know, or maybe another incense, depending on what I'm being called to, and really clear my space. Again, every day, even if it's not in our just immediate self, there's just clearing the energy and inviting in that vibration of love. So we can do that through aromatherapy. And we know the different neuroassociative processes that we can create, creating favorable experiences associating it with smell. So that can, you know, again, move back into cooking when we have, and I'll give a couple examples of how we can do that. I think that the sense of touch right now is one that I know when we became in this process of quarantine, I am a big hugger and a very touchy-feely person. And so I love just, you know, one of my expressions of love is to hug and to be touched. And, you know, the importance of our skin organ, it's more than just an affection. Really, mm-hmm. our skin is our largest organ. And we know that in addition to what we put on it by being, again, absorbed through our skin, but really so many studies have shown the connection between our state of emotional health, mental health to touch. You know, mm-hmm. so when we're disconnected from this, children and, you know, grandparents and things, this is a very important sense that I think right now. So one of the best practices, I think, with this that Ayurveda denotes too, is this notion of self-massage. Mm. So kind of this, you know, whether it be a little dry brushing that you do to activate the skin and really awaken it, but also the importance of nourishing it with nourishing oils. So all of these little self-practice tools can really satisfy this connection that we need to feel touch and to awaken these senses. I do that, you know, luckily here at the house, I have roommates that I can connect and say I need a hug and whatnot. But it is, when you go out, it is this very interesting notion where we all are feeling this like sense of can't touch or rub mm-hmm. against people. And so it is a very important sense that we need to nourish right now, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yes. And we all need touch. I mean, it's for our development. And I think science is saying is we need about 8 hugs a day in order to be, you know, to be thriving, and we're lacking that at this point. We're all isolated in our homes. So yes, I do understand what you're saying. We're not getting our hugs right now.
Yeah, and you know, one thing, and sharing some of these ideas that we can go into, I mean, one of the things that I've done, I have been fortunate enough to be able to go in some, you know, walks in nature, and some of the parks are open now. I have been hugging trees. Mm. I know that's super cliche.
No, but that's awesome.
this is what I'm talking about. Like Ayurveda, she just says that we are our physical world as well. There's not mm-hmm. that, you know, in connection, what are we connecting to? Well, we're connecting to the everythingness, mm-hmm. right? This isn't
every
a goal.
Energy. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like sometimes people are like, well, I'm meditating to get to that place. And where is that place? Well, it's somewhere far from here, and I need to be really, you know, we apply these linear concepts that mm-hmm. we've been brought up with. Mm-hmm. Connection is, again, this art, this alchemy mm-hmm. that we all have mm-hmm. disposable at our fingertips every day.
And you don't even have to, if you feel embarrassed about hugging a tree, just sit next to it and put your back, you know, lean against mm-hmm. it. You know, that's enough. But give him a big hug. That's also awesome. It feels great.
Yeah. And you bring up, you know, this struck a chord in the point I wanted to make. Again, not all of us are living in sunny California, Southern mm-hmm. California. You know, maybe you're in places where you're not even able to get out. And I really use this when I would teach in the Perfect Health program and connect. A lot of people would come and they're, you know, working a lot in offices or in cities, and or it could be the weather doesn't permit for you mm-hmm. to go outside. Well, this is where I say, let's use our visualization mm-hmm. because that connection between our mind and body is so strong that mm-hmm. we forget the importance of our imagination like we were kids. Mm-hmm. Let's pretend. If mm-hmm. you can't get out today to a park or you really don't want to go out and expose yourself, close your eyes. Mm-hmm. And as you said, imagine that tree behind you. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I do when I'm feeling very ungrounded and feeling unsafe, and I imagine that I'm laying on the dirt and that I am being enveloped by it. I imagine mm-hmm. like roots taking me in and holding me. Mm-hmm. And for me, this is one of the most nourishing visuals that I do. And for me, it's like, I'm connecting with my womb, with mother. And mm-hmm. I remind myself of this because sometimes I'm in bed and we all have these moments where we feel so lost and alone and how are we mm-hmm. going to do it and unsafe. And I bring this visual in and it is so nourishing. So again, I invite everyone to connect with this beautiful tool that is always there. And for some reason, we're kind of, you know, we think that because it's not physically here, that it's not mm-hmm. valid. And this is where, you know, we begin to take back that power, that mm-hmm. magic of infusing what you said, you put in your food. It's mm-hmm. not just the chocolate chip cookies. Mm-mm. It's the mm-hmm. alchemy of everything you create into yeah. that and bring into that, right?
And now we were having a conversation earlier today that I really love when you were saying how you gave me an example of coffee and how you can actually bring connection with something as making coffee or drinking coffee, or it could be tea or whatever is your, you know, what you want. But I really love what you said, and I want you to say it to the audience because I think they will find some value on finding pleasure in something what we call so simple as making tea or coffee and drinking it. So that can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, definitely. Thank you, Tony. I use coffee because I do know that that is always something I get asked a lot, you know, and whenever, you know, we're doing consults, so look, what about my coffee? Do I need to give that up? You know, and you know, of course, not to go into different unique medical situations, but when we're talking about just in general, I don't like to demonize things, especially when they come from the earth, you know? So I say, I believe that in that moment that you're preparing your coffee, okay, so here we can tie in all we were talking about, the sensuality, and make this a ritual. If we look at it instead of like, oh, I'm nobody until I have my cup of coffee and, you know, pour it in and blah, blah, walk on, next thing, we're missing that opportunity, right? So if you take a moment to, you know, whether you're grinding up your coffee or to connect to the plant, you know, to connect to the earth and the elements that went into creating this, mm-hmm. you know, imagine the rain falling on the soil, imagine the power of the sun. Imagine the hands of those that harvested, that cultivated it, that took care of it, that packaged it. You know, if you start to see this beautiful connection of chain, you know, and again, maybe this takes you 2 seconds, you just kind of close your eyes, imagine it, or you could make it longer, depends on, you know, how you want to do it. But really connecting, you're not only connecting, giving gratitude to the elements, as we were talking about, you're giving gratitude to the other humans mm-hmm. that were part of this. And first and foremost, you're giving gratitude to the earth and its gifts. And then it's up to you to be that alchemist, that creator. You know, mm-hmm. you take your beans and however that ritual may be, you know, I love an espresso. So, you know, seeing that pour and seeing it foam and the aroma. So that we start to bring in our senses. I love to see my coffee. I love to see it in something clear. So for me, the visual connection, the smell, you know, just all of these elements creates a whole ritual that for me is so exciting that it is more than I can go without the coffee. You know, I'm fine. I don't just do it because of the caffeine. I do it because it's really become this beautiful, sacred ritual. And so I say, if you're going to have something, let's try this. Because I believe that the vibration that you infuse in this is going to be so nourishing that if that's your moment, that's your exercise to do that. And if you're not, I just feel like, again, rituals are this ability to bring the mundane and make it something sacred. And it is up to us to do that. And it's not something just given to us. We are the ones that say, I open the door to love. I open the door to magic. Come on in. Yes. Have a seat. Let's have coffee. Let's have tea, you know, whatever that be, orange juice.
And it helps us relax and it relieves stress too. That is because we're feeling grateful and it just helps us slow down. I know I'm telling you when I'm going to make my tea, because I don't drink coffee, but when I'm going to make my tea, sometimes I'm just staring there waiting for the water to boil. And I start getting anxious. It's like, okay, I tell myself, I'm wasting time. You know, what, 2 minutes that it's going to take to the water to boil.
Right. And I'm going to be efficient.
Yeah, I'm going to be efficient. And I try to do other stuff and multitask. And when I remind myself to just stop and slow down, it's 2 minutes. Nothing is going to, you know, those 2 minutes is not going to make a difference if I finish another thing that I'm doing, or it's just going to stress me. So what I do is what you're saying, I just slow down and I take it as a time to, it's a meditation, right? It's a visualization. And then I feel good and I enjoy my tea more. And like I said, and now it's infused with my positive energy instead of my hectic energy that I got to go, 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 which is my issue most of the time. But it helps me slow down, which nowadays is hard to do. Even in this whole quarantine moment that we're having, people like me that are used to going 100 miles an hour, we're still going 100 miles an hour, but just in circles in our homes now. And so it's a good time to slow down and to go within and try to see what's, you know, what's inside and connect to ourselves and to nature and to stuff. So yeah, so that's a great idea. I love that. Slowing down while I make coffee or tea.
Yeah. And you bring up such a valid point of just this notion that even though a lot of us have more time, you know, I know that you're, you know, still very committed to all your, you know, job and commitments you had, but some of us that aren't working full time, there still seems to be this sense of like, I don't have enough time, you know? And again, I think this is a great time to see, okay, well, if I don't have the job to blame for that, or, you know, the running around to the 10 activities for the kids or whatever it is, right, that you normally say, I don't have time because this doesn't allow me. Now that you have time, really, we see that our mind is governing so much, right? And then this is where we, you know, get to kind of talk a little bit slightly of this importance of quieting the mind, right? I know for me, meditation does that. And I can notice a difference in the quality of my day, even if I take 5-10 minutes. It is going back to that quote with Rumi, you know, there's a void. If we take that time to listen, if we create that space, it's almost like I feel more space in my day just by meditating a little bit. It's like I still have the things I need to do, but like you said, that angst or that anxiousness or that like what's next just kind of brings us into the present moment awareness. And, you know, as kids know, you can have 2 minutes and feel like an infinite, you know, day. So it's really how we connect with that moment. So I like how you brought that up and just taking that also as a, almost like a time to meditate.
Oh my God, that's so, it sounds amazing. It sounds wonderful. That's so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I think everybody will benefit from your help. And let us know if anybody wants to learn a little bit more about Lara and how to bring ritual into your life and to build connection. So visit her website. Do you mind sharing with us what your website is?
Definitely, yes. It's alchemywithlara, And I do virtual consultations and, you know, definitely preparation of some products, but focusing mostly on virtual consultations. I do consultations in Spanish, French, Portuguese, wow. and English.
Wow, that's so awesome.
It's a wonderful time now with our global community all going. So yeah, definitely want to be of service for people all over.
Great, great. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And I'll put Lara's information on the show description for everybody to have access to it.
And thank you so much, Tony. And thank you so much for being you, for being present, for having this channel, and for sharing up and stepping up and, you know, sharing your beautiful wisdom and gifts with the world. So thank you. Thank you so much for being an inspiration in my life. And
thank you.
Doing that for others too.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Love and peace. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.